In this bulletin, no apology, but some regret from the Prime Minister over the Christine Holgate controversy. A 22-year prison term for the Victorian truck driver responsible for the death of four police officers. And in sport, a rugby league coach sacked 5 rounds into the season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodds. The Prime Minister has refused to apologise to former Australia Post Chief Executive Christine Holgate, but has expressed regret that his language in Parliament caused her distress. Scott Morrison has defended his strong stance on the use of what he called taxpayer funds to reward executives with luxury watches. Mr. Morrison said he thought Ms. Holgate should stand aside while an investigation was underway or resign.
Now, I reflected that in the Parliament. Now, it was a willing day in the Parliament. The language in the Parliament was very strong. It was not my intention to cause distress to Christine Holgate, and I regret any distress that strong language may have caused to her, indeed did cause to her. That was not my intention.
Ms. Holgate told a Senate committee yesterday that she'd done nothing wrong and was bullied and humiliated out of the job by the Prime Minister and the Australia Post chairman. And the Prime Minister is set to meet former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins 2 months after she went public with rape allegations. Mr. Morrison says there are a range of issues Ms. Higgins wants to raise with him. Ms. Higgins says in 2019 she was raped by a fellow Coalition staffer on a couch in the office of former Defence Minister Senator Linda Reynolds. The truck driver responsible for a fatal crash that killed four police officers has been sentenced to 22 years jail. 48-year-old Mahinda Singh was found to be sleep-deprived and high on drugs when he crashed a 19-ton semi-trailer into the officers who'd pulled over another vehicle on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway. Senior Constable Kevin King and Constables Lennette Taylor, Glenn Huntress and Josh Presney died at the scene. Family members of the officers were present in the courtroom, where Justice Paul Coghlan recognised the trauma they'd suffered.
The grief of those close to each of the victims is profound and life-changing. Such grief is heightened by the sudden and unnecessary nature of the deaths.
After the sentencing, Constable Presney's father, Andrew, spoke on behalf of the families.
Even though justice has now been served in relation to the actual collision, no amount of punishment can replace the loss of our loved ones and the missing place at our tables that will be felt by us for the rest of our lives. We are consoled by the fact that our four will not be forgotten as we continue to carry them in our hearts.
Forensic police are examining two shovels found in the search for a couple that disappeared in Victoria's High Country more than a year ago. The shovels were located in a new search area around Mount Hotham, about 80 kilometres from where the campsite of Russell Hill and Carol Clay was found burnt out in March last year. Detectives said the move of the search was based on information from multiple sources accrued over time. The Prime Minister looks to have abandoned his opposition to major vaccine hubs as pressure intensifies on him to step up the pace of the rollout. Scott Morrison says he'll meet with state and territory leaders next Monday to work out the best way to mass vaccinate, including setting up hubs for later in the year for the over 50s.
I've called together the Premiers and the Chief Ministers for us to work together to deal with the problems we have in the vaccination program. But the critical thing right now is we must be vaccinating those most vulnerable in our community. That means those who are in those 1A and 1B groups, and particularly, I want to stress, those Australians aged over 70. AstraZeneca is a safe and approved vaccine for people aged over 50.
Labor says the Prime Minister is failing in his duty to provide an adequate virus vaccine plan.
Scott Morrison had just one job this year. It was to get the vaccines right, and it's been bungled. It's been bungled by his government, and now once again he's gone back to the old playbook of saying he'll have more meetings with the states and territories so that he can pass the buck, so he can pass blame off to the states and territories.
Mr. Morrison has attributed the slow rollout to 3 million doses failing to arrive from Europe and the medical advice for under 50s to avoid the AstraZeneca dose because of rare blood clot risks. To sport and in rugby league, the Cronulla Sharks have ended weeks of speculation by sacking coach John Morris. He'll be replaced by the current Sydney Roosters assistant coach Craig Fitzgibbon, who will take over the reins at the Sharks in November on a three-year deal. Josh Hannay has been announced as interim coach. Players were told by text message from the club that Morris had coached them for the last time. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny in 24. Adelaide, a shower or two, 21. Melbourne, similar conditions, 19. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, sunny in 20. Sunny too in Wollongong, 25. Similar for Sydney, 27. Newcastle, sunny in 26. Same for Brisbane, 28. Cairns, a shower or two, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.